This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Tom, you need to sit down for just one second because we've got our gal. We've got our favourite lady on the phone. Phoebe Brady is here. How are you?
Hello, people? Phoebe.
Hi, guys. How's it been going? You sound wonderful this morning.
Thank you. I sound great. Jess is average, but that's normal. I mean, that's a Thursday at Joy. Yeah.
Thanks, Tom. Love you too.
Look, see, I can say all these things, Phoebe, because she can't attack me because I'm in a separate studio. I'm at home.
Look at this, though. I can just turn his mic off, Phoebe.
That's a bit clever.
Look, Phoebe, we are in trouble. The world is a little in trouble. Well, little would be probably the most unprecedented understatement of the century. What do we need to... What's going on, Phoebe? Can you give us something?
What is going on? But, you know, the good thing is we're all in it together. It's not one industry. It's everyone is in the same boat and everyone is reliant on everyone else for their income. So the lenders have been really good. They've put into place, for most people that are affected by the virus in some way or another, an instant repayment holiday. A repayment holiday means that you're still getting your interest charged to your loan.
Oh.
And you're still going to be paying it eventually, but you just don't need to make a repayment at the moment.
Phoebe, will this go against our credit rating? Because I do know now if we're late...
No, and that's an excellent question, Tom, because normally when you ask for a hardship, it does go on your credit rating, but most of the lenders have made that not happen. There are a couple, it's mainly a technical issue, nothing else. There are a couple that can't promise me that at the moment, so I'm holding off putting my clients through anything until they sort that out. I don't want people having poor credit or a lower credit score because of something that is completely and utterly beyond all of our control.
Well, eventually we are going to come out of this at the other end, and we know we will, so we don't, you know, we're still going to want to borrow and do things. But I did notice that my bank has lowered their three-year lock-in rate because the Reserve Bank's dropped it down to record low interest. Is it a time to be looking at your banks and thinking about locking in interest rates or things like that?
At the moment, I have never really been a great fan of fixed rates. And the reason is it locks you into something where you're betting against the banks. And I think we've said this before on this show. The banks like the casino house. They know what the outcome's going to be. Locking into a low fixed rate can be betting against the banks. It seems like a very generous thing to do, but it's probably worth having a conversation with someone before you make a decision about fixing in your rates. Certainly it's going to suit a lot of people to have a
so
fixed rate.
So it's like putting your money on black. It's 50% okay and 50%. Okay.
Yes,
so
hold on.
What are you telling your clients? What's the biggest concern at the moment? What are people like? Well, you've already covered some, but what are people surprising you with?
People are surprising me with there are a couple of people that are looking still. I've got quite a lot of clients that are looking to buy property, so we're keeping an eye on the property market. It now could be a great time to buy.
Really?
Shares, if the property market has a little dip and you're ready to go, could be a really, really good time. So we're keeping an eye on property prices just to see that we can get something that's a little bit more competitive than we would have a couple of weeks ago. That mainly, I think, is we're just looking out.
So what is it that we could now use if we're wanting to buy as buying power?
Money, Jess. It's called money.
There's a lot of people that aren't unemployed. So there's a lot of people that are working from home. If you're in the hospitality industry, if you're in retail or if you're a hairdresser, you're immediately and badly affected by this. But there's a whole lot of people that aren't that. So accountants, lawyers, builders, anyone that's working on a construction site is probably still at work.
I think there's a lot of judgment at the moment with people that are saying that they're going to buy something because I've seen it. But actually, it's also, I look at my mother-in-law who's trying to sell her house. She needs to. She needs to sell her house. So people, she has it still on the market, and it is. It's had a big drop. Her rate was this fancy Williamstown house, but she has to downsize. So there are people that are having, it's not, it isn't a bad thing to buy if you can, because there are people that need you to too. Does that make
sense? Exactly. My brother's in bridging finance at the moment because he bought a house and his auction was meant to be last weekend.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Very in a position where he can keep that going if he needs to. But the cost at some point is going to get too high for him to keep that going.
Yep.
So he has to make a decision. So, yeah, certainly I think there's a lot of people with their houses on the market at the moment.
Yep. And they're
going to take a ridiculous price. You've got to be reasonable, but...
Yeah,
people are still needing to sell and people are still needing to buy.
Now, Phoebe, at this time in life, are the banks going to be tougher with their lending? Is it going to be a stress for people who do want to purchase?
My greatest concern at the moment, anyone that's in a vulnerable position that has a pre-approval, we probably need to go back and revisit.
Yep.
But not for most people. If you're approved, you're approved. If you're there, you're there. And the government's putting so much into the recovery of the economy, giving so many hints about extra repayments and the JobKeeper payments and all of those sort of things, that I think that the banks are going to feel quite assured that things are going to be okay. And so should everyone else, really.
We are going to get through this and we will get through it together. Exactly what you said, Phoebe. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on, Phoebe. We absolutely love you. And
you've
given us some hope and you've given us some ideas.
Yes.
So now is
the time you'd want to go and talk to Clover Financial Solutions. Check out their website and Facebook, because really at this uncertain time, you'd actually need some professional advice before we go and looking into lifelong commitments in mortgages and investments. There's lots of things to do.
Exactly. And on our blog, on our website, on our blog, we've got a post that's about all this. So if people are wondering what to do, we've got a couple of very good hints. We've got a little conversation about fixed rates. And then we've got links to all the banks so that if you've got a mortgage at the moment and you need to put it on hold, you can do that through. You can just click through and that will come up.
And where will we find that, Phoebe?
It's at www.cloverfinancial.com.au and then it's just linked to our blog.
So it's very important to even just look and see if you're in this time right now, which all of us are, it's literally we're all in it together, go to the website, see if Phoebe will be able to help you in some way or the fabulous people at Clover Financial. And at the same time, you've got your website there for people to take a look anyway. So,
just have a read.
It's very, very important at this time that we don't get further in any troubles. And I think you've hit the nail on the head. We need to have some financial support right now, and we need to have people who know what they're talking about helping us, I think.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.